the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies, where we'll be each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach for the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Hey, Kip, it's good to be on.
Good to have you, Coach. We're coming off a big 44-13 win over South Effingham to go to 3-1 on the season. Your thoughts on the contest?
Well, again, I think we played well. I think we came out of the gates good. I believe we scored 21 points in the first quarter. And then our defense, again, showed up to play. Very, very physical game. Execution was better, I felt, this time around. So our team is improving. We're getting better every week. And, you know, we're about to go into region play now, so I'm excited about that.
Coach, I was looking at stats today for the season today. You've got a quarterback with almost 1,100 yards passing. I know you like to throw the ball, and we're balanced on offense. Talk a little bit about the development of that young man at quarterback.
Well, he's coming along. He's definitely a dual threat kid. And, you know, I'm not real sure what his stats are rushing, but he's up there that way as well. I believe he rushed for 100 yards as well last week. But his development's coming along. He's doing our RPO scheme really well, and he's executing a lot of the rollouts pretty good, and his read progression's getting better. So we're getting better in that, and I'm happy for it.
Coach, you expect a lot out of your quarterbacks. 362 yards for Stevens last Friday night. 5 touchdowns he was accountable for. You're kind of tough on your quarterbacks, aren't you? But they seem to come through with the hard coaching.
Well, you have to be when it comes to the quarterbacks. I mean, in this system, they're either going to be the hero or the goat. So they got to have tough skin, and they got to be able to stand up to criticism, and they can never get comfortable. Once they start getting comfortable, they start making a lot of mistakes. Once they make those mistakes, it's going to go downhill in a hurry.
Coach, the running back position, it seems like every week you have somebody that steps up because of injuries. We've been banged up at running back all season long. Talk a little bit about that group, and it's kind of like the next man up mentality, and it seems like every week you have somebody that steps up.
Well, it is a running back by committee, and what makes that work is they are unselfish. You know, they support each other. They want each other to do well. Of course, they all are very competitive. They all want the football. But one, we got to stay healthy in that spot. We haven't been able to do that. You know, TJ Carmina re-hurt his ankle again after 4 carries, so he couldn't do much. You know, we still got Sherrod Frazier, who's going both sides of the ball. He'll probably get more touches now that we're in region play. So you'll see some more of him on the offensive side of the ball. And then we're going to get Ben back soon. You know, Ben will come out of his boot this week coming up. He'll start rehabbing, and we got to see where he's at.
Well, talk a little bit about Ben, Coach. He worked hard all summer, and then he had to set back. And I know going into fall camp, he was one of the guys that you were counting on, and he's kind of just, you know, he had this injury, freak injury, and he's just working, trying to stay in the best shape he can, and I know he wants to come back and contribute.
Well, yeah, since my arrival here in Brunswick in February, he's been one of the hardest workers. I have had him in my weightlifting class. He didn't miss a day all summer, and he's always worked hard. He's one of the strongest kids on the team. And then he just had a freak injury. We were doing walkthroughs in the gym, and he, you know, went the wrong way on his toe, broke his toe, and you know, not having him, you know, it hurt a little bit. But the other guys have stepped up and they played well, and I'm excited about it. Shaquille, you know, Robinson has really stepped up and done a great job, you know, in the absence of him.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Alonzo Brown, 4 straight games, 100 yards receiving, and he's on pace to be the first Brunswick High 1,000-yard receiver, and Lord knows when. We haven't had one of those in quite some time. So talk about his development as a player and that wide receiver core in general. They seem to make plays when you need it. And that touchdown that Jalen Jackson had, that looked like something you see on ESPN on Saturday night.
Well, Jalen Jackson's touchdown, it looked like he shot out of a cannon. It was a shallow route. He caught it, he turned up the field, he saw a gap, and he shot through it, and he was gone. Alonzo Brown is fundamentally probably one of our better receivers. He's the best route runner we have. He's got good hands. And one of the things that makes him so valuable to our offense is he knows every position. He can line up anywhere we need him to play, and he plays it with confidence. So that's something that us coaches have started counting on when it comes to him. We know we can go to him in a clutch situation, and as long as he stays healthy, he'll have a 1,000-yard season, even though we're a game short.
Coach, offensively, I know we had close to 500 yards the other night against South Effingham. I know before the game you talked about wanting to come out and just have some drives where you just drove the field and not, maybe go up top and try to go for some quick strikes and work on some things on offense, and that seemed to work out the way you wanted it to.
Yeah, we did. That was the plan going in there. Of course, DJ Whitfield had to take the first time we threw him the ball. He had to take it to the house for a touchdown. But we got that worked out with the referees and got a holding call. We got that brought back so we can actually work some more plays.
You worked it out with the referee.
Yeah, we worked. That was a plan.
That's a nice spin right there. That's good stuff.
I'm kidding.
Coach, now we're in the bye week. Okay, we're coming off. We played pretty good ball. Camden, South Effingham. We're starting to score a lot of points, put up a lot of yards. What do you do during the bye week to keep the momentum going?
Try to keep everything the same. We prepare just like we're playing a game. Our Monday practice, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday practice is just like we're doing a game. We were full pads. We were in helmets and shoulder pads on Monday like we normally are. Tuesday and Wednesday, we were full pads. We were striking. Now, we have a few players that are banged up. Those players that are banged up, we didn't dress them. We were trying to give them time to heal. But besides that, we went after ourselves pretty good.
Yeah, I see a linebacker in here in a walking boot right now, so let's hope that doesn't linger for too much longer.
I just think he wants some sympathy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He just wears that boot to get attention from the ladies.
Okay. Coach, special teams Friday night. We had a 34-yard field goal at the halftime horn, and I've been following Brunswick High football, and I can only remember one kick that we made at the end of the game that actually won a football game. That was big for Dalton Thrift, and talk about his development as a kicker. And, he's done well, 100% turnaround. The special teams is very well coached compared to the last couple of years. Drastic improvement on special teams. Just talk about special teams in general.
Well, a lot of emphasis are put on special teams. We practice some sort of the special teams every day. Monday and Thursdays are really dedicated mostly to the special teams. Tuesday we pick, we do three of our special teams. On Wednesday we do another three special teams. And we just continue working. Dalton Thrift, he's getting better. The more confidence he gets, the better he gets. And he's seeming to get more confidence every game. And hopefully that'll carry through and put him on a whole nother level by the time we get to the playoffs.
When we come back from break, we'll talk about the defensive performance from last week and more to come on the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, live at Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, our defense for the second week in a row did not give up a first half point and played overall pretty good. You put some young guys in late in the ball game, gave up a touchdown on a running clock, but you had to be pleased with the effort of the defense.
I think Jamari and Stevens felt sorry for the team and gave them an easy 6 points to get them on the board. But yeah, defense has been playing lights out. I like the attack style that we're doing, and it really seems to fit our kids. You know, we blitz quite a bit, we get after it. They play with reckless abandonment, they play with high enthusiasm, and if we can keep that momentum going and play like that, we're still doing our assignment football. If they can do their assignments, play with that physicality and get after it and have that enthusiasm, we'll feed off of that, and when we feed off that, we'll be well.
Because we got some new looks on defense, and we were running a lot of gap blitzes, and we put a lot of pressure on them, especially when they were in the passing game. And I know Coach Mentier talked about those are some things he had to put in to get ready for the playoffs. And talk a little bit about that. It looked like we executed those schemes pretty well.
Well, we did, especially with players like Sherrod Frazier and Jalen Jackson playing both ways. Sometimes they're going to be resting. We don't want them to rest on defense, but sometimes it happens that way. And we wanted to make sure that we can still blitz like we do when we blitz Sherrod, when he's not in there, and have other guys get through there and get the job done. So that was one of the things that we were trying to get accomplished in that game, and we were successful doing it. So it just shows you that our defense is a total team unit.
Coach Jalen King, Stacey Young, those guys played pretty well the other night. We called the name a lot on the radio Friday night, and they may have had their best game so far this season. Talk a little bit about those guys and how they're developing in the linebacker and secondary.
Well, Jalen King in particular, you see him getting better every week. You know, in the beginning, he wasn't playing much, if any. Then he gets a little bit more playing time, starts making plays, and now he's getting a lot of playing time and he continues to make plays. So, you know, I'm very happy with his development. You know, Stacey Young has been real consistent ever since we put the pads on, and, you know, he definitely, you know, took a step up, and we really love the way that he's playing as well.
Coach, I love broadcasting on Friday night, especially when Sean Ward comes up and busts somebody in the mouth, and it's always like a thump when he hits somebody. Talk a little bit about his development as a player and what you're expecting from him for the rest of the season.
Well, one thing about Sean Ward, if you ever notice, when he hits somebody, the other person has one or two options. He either goes backwards or he falls down. He never goes forward. Sean always thumps him pretty good. That physicality, again, that's just what our defense is. We'll come at you, we'll hit you hard, we'll keep coming, and he just fits our mold perfect.
George Mincy, Coach, he's having that kind of year where it's just like he just makes plays. Just out of the blue, he just seems to make plays when we need him to make plays on the defensive line. talk a little bit about that group in general and how he's developing as a player.
Well, that was a major area of concern when we first got here, was our defensive line, our lack of depth there, and then just how undersized we were. But the defensive line's been playing well. The blitz scheme, the gap scheme that we've been running has really, really helped with that play, and those defensive linemen are doing their job the way they should be. And, you know, Mincy's one of the ones that are taking advantage of him. He's up there in sacks now, I believe.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach's here, and, you know, we're going to bring him up. But Cam Futz, he's really turning into a pretty good linebacker. I mean, he's one of my favorite Pirates, but he's had a pretty good year so far this season, and we're going to bring him up to talk a little bit. So, Mr. Futz, how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good.
Talk a little bit about how it feels to play in this defensive scheme where your coaches seem to turn you guys loose and you get after the quarterback and you're not sitting back waiting on people. How's that feel as a player?
It's way better. You get to bring a lot of pressure to the other offense. And just with me calling the defense, just like everything, how I set it up, it's good.
You had an interception last week against Camden, and you know you were flying all over the field against South Effingham. So, talk a little bit about things you got to do to get better as a player, and things that you know that you've worked on to get better as a player.
Okay, the things I got to get better at is staying low when I tackle. Things that I've done got to get better. Drills, conditioning. Trying to stay in shape.
Well, you're sitting here tonight with an ankle boot on. You rolled your ankle a little bit against South Effingham. You told me you were going to be okay, so talk a little bit about how it's feeling, and I know you'll be ready for Bradwell when region play starts next Friday night.
It's good. I've been getting a bunch of treatment. I've been exercising and stuff. I'm
going to
be ready by next
week. So you're a team captain your senior year. What does that mean, Cam Futz?
It means a lot. It shows that my coaches trust me. And they see that I bought in to what they're telling us to do. So it means a lot.
So you've gone through a 3-7 season. You've gone through a 5-5 season. Now your senior year, you're sitting here at 3-1, and you got a chance to turn things around. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, coming off of my sophomore year, I have a 3-7 record, and then junior year, 5-5, average. And now, 3-1, it's like, you got a chance to do something special. So, I mean, I'm trying to take every opportunity, you know, it's good on that.
So, you got a couple of offers. Talk a little bit about that, and talk a little bit about some of the schools that you're hearing from.
I got offers from West Georgia, Tuskegee University. Got those from Kansas. Working hard, and just against them, they like how they're going to feel. I'm hearing from a couple of schools, Mercer, Furman, Citadel, NC State, schools like that. I guess I'm looking quick on the field. They like how I'm hitting people just flying around making plays. I mean, yeah.
Well, keep getting better, my man, and keep working hard, and the sky's the limit for you. You know, we've had many of these conversations over the last couple of years, so you just keep working hard.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Coaches, we get ready now to go into region play. Every game counts now.
It does. Every game is a chance for us to, one, make sure we're in the playoffs, and two, advance our city in the playoffs. And you know, right now we look at it. We want to have a championship mindset. We want to have the mindset that hey, we are champions and we can win a championship. So we're looking at we're going to play one game at a time. The only team you know, that we're playing next is the most important game on our schedule. And as long as we take care of business, do what we need to do, we'll get ourselves where we need to be.
Okay, when we come back from break, we're going to start talking about the region schedule and talking about some of the teams that we're going to be facing down the road. And so when we get back, we're going to talk about some other stuff as well. So when we get back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show, we're head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Rantz on location at Moon Doggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. Speaking of Jessup, Coach, you came on the Jason Bishop Show last Saturday. We brought you in as an in-studio guest, and you made some comments about the game that was canceled against Wayne County, and the Pirate Nation loved your comments. That's the kind of football coach, that's the kind of confidence and the kind of passion we want our football coaches to have, but I don't think it was received too well about 30 miles up the road.
Well, it wasn't meant to be received well. I mean, that aspect. But no, I mean, we're competitive. You know, I mean, when you're in a situation where you got, you know, one community calling out another community about decisions that was made. You know, it was honestly, it came down to a financial thing. You know, with Wayne County. Wayne County was trying to yell forfeit because we weren't able to play. We were getting evacuated, and that wasn't the case at all. And then, you know, some community members just kind of blew it out of proportion when they talk about us being scared to play him and all that nonsense. So I wanted to set the record straight that, hey, we're not scared to play you. We're not scared to play anybody. And then, but, you know, things happened, and, you know, we're very competitive. But even though we will not be have the opportunity to make up that game at the varsity level, we have been able to schedule a ninth grade game. So not this Thursday, but next Thursday, Brunswick will travel over to Wayne, and our little ninth graders will be able to duke it out a little bit. So they'll get to play, and we'll have some fun with it, and let them compete against each other anyway.
Is it possible to get the varsity teams in there for a quarter?
Yeah. I doubt it. I don't think that's gonna happen. Not on a ninth grade schedule.
Okay. Can we drop the varsity off in Garda and they meet us there and we just play with no cameras rolling?
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Sit down and play a game where it was just us and street ball. Maybe we can do that after both our seasons are over. See if we can get a special, hey, let us just line up and play one last hurrah. You know, they used to do stuff like that in the past, but maybe we can get Georgia High School to give us a waiver and let us rock and roll.
We'd call it the Mistletoe Bowl, and we'd go to Jessup and play it a week before Christmas.
That's it. Our seasons will be over, we'll be ready to play. Maybe we can get that done. I'll talk to, well, that's going to be a Georgia High School decision. I know that the coach would love it. That'd be fun. That'd be a great thing to do. And instead of an all-star game, we could play Brunswick versus Wayne makeup.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we got a bye this week, and then we get into this region slate. And everything we've done today is getting us ready to go into this region schedule. We've got the Bradwell Institute Tigers coming in and on October the 6th. They're an undefeated football team as of today. Talk a little bit about Bradwell. I know they got a running back that's probably got close to 1,000 yards already in the season. They're going to run the football. they're big, and that's one of these kind of teams that, you know, we lost to them last year. I'm still scratching my head on how we did, but talk a little bit about Bradwell and what they present to us.
Well, they are undefeated. You know, they're coming in with a lot of confidence. They do believe they can beat us since they beat us last year. And, you know, it's going to be a physical game. We're going to be prepared. We're going to be ready to go. And if Bradwell comes out and gives their best effort, then they'll be a good game. So they're going to definitely get our best effort.
Coach, looking at this region, I know you've seen most of the teams in the region, and I don't, you know, this is just subjective. This is, I'm just asking questions. When you look at all the teams in the region, give me a little snapshot of what we're looking at. Richmond Hill, looks like they've got athletes all across the board, and they're going to be a challenge for us.
They do. The most solid team that we're playing is Clint Academy. You know, you look, and I've seen every film, every team, either live or on film. And the region's tougher this year. You know, I think all teams are improved over a year ago. You know, Bradwell has definitely improved. The record speaks for itself. They're 5-0. They'll probably be 6-0 when we line up and play them, and that's our main focus point. But then we watch Glenn. We know we're real close with Glenn Academy being in the same city. We know that they're going to give us our best punch, and vice versa. That's going to be a hard fought battle. And then after that, you got a good Effingham team, and then you have a very, very athletic Richmond Hill team. But we're going to take one game at a time. We're going to play hard, and let the cards fall when they may.
Coach, this is one of these seasons where the scheduling kind of works in our favor. Now, you know, last year we had the region games on the road, and now with the Glenn Academy game, we're going to play three region games in our own stadium this year. That's got to be an advantage for us.
You would think so. It better be an advantage. I mean, this is my first time here in Brunswick, and the whole crowd, in your home stadium, you want them to show up, you want them to be there, you want them to come out full force, get that band rock and roll, get that student section going, and just keep that momentum high, and just you see everyone out there like really getting into the game, not sitting on their hands, but getting up there cheering, and being able to be that 12th man, that's very important. So have all those home games, that'd be great.
Coach, since it's a bye week, during the bye weeks, do you spend a little more time trying to develop some of the younger players? I know we've got a big 5-7 doubleheader tomorrow at Glenn County Stadium, 9th grade in JV against Glenn Academy. What have you coaches been doing this week to get these young kids ready for that football game?
We treat our bye week just like we do a regular season. Now, we do have some of our varsity players are banged up, and we did rotate a lot more of the underclassmen in with the varsity, and they got a lot of playing time in that aspect. But typically, the only thing that was done a little bit different were the ninth graders and the JV team were able to scrimmage against themselves a little bit more than they would typically do on a regular game week.
Coach, injuries. This time of season, you're getting a little banged. You get kids banged up. How are we injury-wise going into the region slate?
Well, Jameer, who had his best game, we haven't talked much about him, but he was our player of the week defensively versus South Effingham last week. He had a really good game, but he has a slight tear in his in his knee. I can't remember. I think it's just his is his meniscus that he has a slight tear in. Yeah, it's a slight tear in his meniscus. So he's going to be very questionable. We're going to put him on the brace and see how he does. But he was limping around pretty good this week, so I don't know where he's going to be. I'm pretty confident Cam will be back. I think he's just in the boot because he wants a little TLC. And then we'll see about Carmina. Carmina had a high ankle sprain, and those are hard to get over and get back. He thought he was healthy versus Cam, then he obviously wasn't. And then in this game here, after he had four carries, he went out limping again, so he's in the boot. So he'll be very questionable as well. Hopefully we'll be getting Ben back. I believe everyone else is healthy, if I'm not. Oh, Antonio Seibert, another D lineman, has his elbow, he's in a sling right now. So, he'll be very questionable. he'll be able to play back if he can just fight through a little bit of pain. We can wrap his elbow up and here you go.
Coach, did I hear or read this correct? John Cano was our offensive player of the week against South Effingham last week?
He was. John Cano is very valuable to us, and he's very, and in some aspects you just don't hear. You usually don't hear about your offensive linemen that much unless they do something bad. they give up a sack. But John Cano, he plays three different positions for us, and he played all three of those positions in the game. If someone gets banged up or hurt, John Cano's the one we move around, and he plays all three positions equally well. So very, very pleased with his performance, and he did well. He graded out the highest offensive lineman, so we gave him the credit for the offensive player.
Coach, we got quite a few Pirate fans here in Moondoggies tonight. Any last comment before we sign off tonight to the Pirate Nation?
Again, I appreciate Moondoggies for hosting our show, and I always appreciate the people that come out and support Pirate Nation, and we're going to keep this thing exciting, and we're going to keep winning for them.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Sean Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates!